This is Dr. Schneider dictating a 12 lead EKG on patient Stephen, S-T-E-P-A-G-N, Sweeney, S-W-E-E-N-E-Y. On 5-15-25, Mr. Sweeney performed a 12 lead EKG, period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm, period. QRS complexes and T waves are normal, period. And paragraph compression, normal EKG. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Sharon Johnson. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 5-15-25, Mrs. Johnson performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the onset of bronchodilators, the forced-vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study data, 10-26-24, there's been no change, period. No paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Deborah Bean. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 5-15-25, Mrs. Bean performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the onset of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal without airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10-12-23, there's been no change, period. No paragraph compression, normal study. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Nancy Kane, C-A-I-N. This goes to Deborah Cobb, C-O-B-B, F-N-P, on 10-15-25, Mrs. Kane performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the onset of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The paragraph compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Thank you.